Have you been to 7 Front Street? If not, plan a visit this colorful tavern tonight. Mingle with exciting, interesting people from every corner of the globe. Meet Lil, the genial proprietress. Tonight is King's Night at 7 Front. Meet the famed author Kenneth Alan King, now compiling a book based on the thrilling real-life dramas that are played nightly against the colorful and mysterious backdrop of this great city's waterfront. Remember the name, 7 Front Street.
It was Lil's idea to call me the famed author, Kenneth Alan King, in a radio announcement. But if any lint from the cloak of fame should happen to fall on my Blue Serge reputation, you can chalk it up to my close association with this Front Street Scheherazade. You gotta meet Lil to appreciate it. When it comes to knowing the whys and the wherefores of her clientele, she makes the local constabulary look like a bunch of sideshow crystal gazers. Well, if you're all set, let's go inside 7 Front and be set to expect anything to happen. Because it usually does.
Dimples, get out the clean glasses. Here comes the carriage trade. How are you, Kenny?
Yeah, I got yourself a crowd here tonight, Lil.
I'll tell you. Since you've been writing up those stories about my customers, I'm getting sightseers.
You're getting fancy with those radio announcements of yours. What happens if your thrilling drama played against the colorful and mysterious backdrop of this great city's waterfront turns out to be nothing more than somebody griping about your clam chowder?
When that happens, Junior, Venus will have grown arms and be hopping tables.
That I'd like to see.
Stop that music.
Uh-oh.
Better sit down, Penny.
I said stop that music before I throw you all in the river. Go on, stop it.
So you were worrying about nothing happening, huh?
What's that all about?
Just take it easy and watch and listen.
Hey, you at the piano. Gonna stop playing or do I have to pull it down over those tin ears of yours?
Ah, take off, Galley. You're boiled.
Yeah. Play me a request.
Yeah, well, next time you'll do my request first.
Hey!
Hey!
Get out!
Hey, that ain't any way to treat a guy, Galley. I was gonna stop.
Well, you didn't stop soon enough.
Yeah, to take it easy, Moonlight. This is our job. You can play later.
No, I can't. I want to play now.
Come on.
The rest of you, shut up, too. Say shut up. Well, that's better. See that you stay that way till I'm through playing.
What's the story, though? And don't tell me there isn't one.
There's a story.
Now, who is he?
That's Moonlight Galley. Here's a match.
Oh, thanks. Moonlight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must like Beethoven. Moonlight Sonata.
That's all he ever plays.
Why?
That's the story.
Let's have it.
Moonlight's real name is Paul. Paul Galley.
French?
Father was French. Mother an American. Paul's father was a lawyer and a hard-headed businessman. He wanted the kid to paddle in his footsteps, but it was no dice. Paul was just as hard-headed about wanting to be a pianist, so before he even had his first shave, he met up with some long-haired musician who gave him lessons.
Yeah.
The kid worked hard at his piano and finally got good enough to start attracting the carriage trade.
He plays like he might have been big time.
In a way, he was. But he lacked one thing. He didn't seem to be able to get any feeling into his playing.
He's got it now.
On that one tune, anyway. Which is the real story. And which started one night as he was finishing one of his concerts.
My boy, you were wonderful tonight. Magnificent. Every concert you are getting a little better.
Oh, don't try to cheer me up, Reinhardt. Instead of concerts, I ought to be playing in a saloon.
Oh, but the women ran wild over you. They're outside now like a pack of lady wolves waiting for a glimpse of you. Closer.
I want them to listen to me, not look at me. Poor Brahms probably turned over in his grave tonight. No feeling. I played every note that was written. Faultless technique. But something was missing. What is it?
You won't be angry if I tell you what I think.
I'd like to know.
Paulus, my boy, every great musician of the past, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Brahms, Mozart, all had one person in particular to play for. A person who inspired them to play with a feeling that comes not from the fingers, but from the heart. Now, but I don't think I have to add, Paulus, that person was usually a woman.
Well, don't let anyone in, Reinhardt. Tell them to go away. All they do is ask a lot of foolish questions and want autographs. Sometimes I wish I didn't know how to write my own name.
I better go see Paulus. Maybe it ain't an autograph hunter.
Yes? I wonder if I could see Mr. Galay just a minute. I'm not...
Mr. Galay is indisposed. He cannot see anyone.
But just for a minute. I want to...
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, madam, but Monsieur Galay cannot...
I just asked him his case. I'm not an autograph hunter.
Well, just one moment, please. I will ask him.
All right.
Who is it?
A young woman, Paulus. She says she must see you.
What about?
She wouldn't say. She's very beautiful, Paulus.
So what?
All she said is she has a very special request to make of you.
Probably wants my autograph backwards.
She's very beautiful, Paulus.
Reinhardt, if you think you're going to talk me into... Oh, all right. It'll please you, send her in.
All right, madam, you may come in.
No. Go away, please. Mr. Galley is tired.
How do you do?
How do you do? Reinhardt told me you have a very special request to ask of.
I have.
Well, what is it?
May I see your hands, Mr. Galley?
What? My hands?
Yes, may I see them?
What in Himmel does she want to do? You this palm yet?
Well, I certainly. Here, look at them.
Oh, how beautiful they are. They're so sensitive.
You're not a palmist, are you?
Oh, no. I've always been fond of hands, especially artistic, expressive hands like yours. I knew I was right and they were wrong.
They? Who's they? Wrong about what?
Well, during the intermission, I heard several people comment that your playing was technically perfect, but you didn't play from the heart.
They were right. You were wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not. Maybe you didn't play from the heart tonight, but you will. You can't do anything else with those hands. I'm being very impolite babbling away like this. Thank you so much for your kindness, Mr. Galay, and don't worry about playing from the heart. Those hands won't let you down.
Well, thank you, miss. Well, I say, are you going? I mean, must you go?
Yes, I must.
Well, don't you want me to... Well, I mean, can I autograph your program?
Oh, thank you so much, but I really must go. Good evening, and thank you again.
Hey, I mean, wait a minute.
Yes?
Oh, come back here. Close that door. I mean, please close that door.
Yes?
was that really all you wanted to do? I mean, just look at my hands.
Yes, that was all.
Reinhardt.
Yes, Paulus.
You won't have to wait for me. I'll take a cab to the hotel.
But, Paulus, I don't mind waiting for you. Besides,
Reinhardt, you won't have to wait for me.
Well. All right, Paulus, I go. And see that you play with more feeling at your next concert, no?
Well, Lil, I have to shut my eyes and just listen to the guy playing to believe he's the same one you're talking about.
Yeah.
And what happened with the little hand fancier?
Paul fell like a ton of bricks for her.
Uh-huh.
He did manage to learn that her name was Louise Harper, but little else. And his playing began to get what it didn't have before. That old feeling.
It did, huh?
Moonlight's old music teacher, Reinhardt, was all happy about it, too, but being a cautious soul, he suggested to Paul that it might be a good idea. He might do a little checking before he got too serious. Paul thought it was all a big joke.
And then what do you think old Reinhardt said about you?
Oh, I'm a little afraid to guess.
Oh, well, he said, Paul, You know how he talks. Big double chin wobbling up and down like a turkey gobbler. Paulus, he said, this woman you say you love, this lovely girl who wanted only to have a look at your hands, und who for that past month ain't had chance to look at anything else, do you know who she is? Oh, I said, she's Louise Harper. And he said, nein, I mean, what a background is. Where she comes from. Why, might even be a married woman, Paulus.
And what did you say to that?
Well, I said, Reinhardt, she can be married to a million men. I don't care what she is. All I know is that I love her very much. All I know is that when I play now, my fingers are no longer cold and mechanical, but warm and alive. Oh, Louise. I did need someone to play for. Someone to work for, to inspire me. No man can center his love and ambitions in a blurred mass of faces. There must be one. One face, one body, one heart. I do have those things now. Don't I, Louise? In you?
Yes. Yes, Paul, I want to be yours for always, but...
But what, Louise?
Paul, there's something I've got to tell you.
Well, don't look so serious about it.
Well, it's not just serious, Paul. In a way, it's tragic. Reinhardt was right about your knowing more about me, who and what I am.
Well, I said I didn't care, and I meant it.
But you've got to care, Paul. Heaven knows I was as hungry to be some man's inspiration as you were to be inspired, and I didn't care whether he dug ditches or played the piano.
Well, you got yourself a piano player. Or would you prefer a ditch digger?
Paul, I can't have either.
What are you trying to say?
I am a married woman, Paul.
I see.
Oh, darling, I know it was wrong not telling you right away the first night when you kissed me, but I couldn't, Paul. I was like a starving kid dumped in the middle of a royal banquet. I was like a gambler. I knew I was playing a losing game, but I couldn't get around to admitting I was licked.
You'll have to get a divorce, Louis.
I can't.
There's no such thing... Unless you don't want to.
I've tried before, Paul.
You mean you've admired other hands than mine?
Oh, please, Paul.
Well, if you don't love your husband, I'm sure there's some way to be free of him.
I don't love him, Paul. I'm married for money. My husband knows that. I know he doesn't love me.
Then he's got to give you a divorce.
He said he'd kill me before he'd let me have my freedom.
Well, you've got to, Louise. I know it's hard for you to believe that in such a short time you've come to mean so much to me.
Oh,
but...
I believe you, Paul, but he said he'd never
then
even consider
Then do something about it. Don't let your husband frighten you. Get a lawyer. I'll get a lawyer for you. Start divorce proceedings. There won't be any killing. He's bluffing, that's all.
All right, Paul. I'll find out if he's bluffing, but don't you do anything about it yourself. Let me do it my way.
Hey, Lil.
Yeah, Dimples?
Pardon me for interrupting, but Cook says your chart is ready for you to put the finishing touches to it.
Okay. Pardon me, Kenny. Gotta season the chart. I'll be back in a jerk.
Now leave me hanging by my thumbs to hear the end of Moonlight's story?
Go hang outside. Got enough mess in here as it is.
Say, Bub, yeah? Ain't you the writer guy who's getting stories from Lil for a book?
Yeah, that's right.
Did she tell you any tonight?
She's telling me one right now. That is, she had to stop for a minute to perform some sort of ritual over her clam chowder.
Sounds like Moonlight said it again.
She's telling me his story now.
I always thought the guy was nothing but an old-fashioned distilling stiff. The way he'd all of a sudden order all the customers to please close their potato traps while he played that tune. But when I gets wind of the whole story, I just clams up automatic when Moonlight goes into his act.
Well, just quick, like, how, Well, I mean, after Moonlight told this girl he was in love with to, call her husband's bluff, get a divorce. What did she do?
Oh, now, that'd just spoil the story for you. Let Lil finish it. And speaking of stories, Maybe I got a little business deal I could make with you.
All right. Here's some change. I gotta get back in.
I ain't looking for no handout, mister. I got a story for you.